What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us in hour number three every Friday with her unique perspective on the world. And so what is your first story?
Well, the first thing I need to share with our readers and listeners is that I am profoundly annoyed and disappointed with our government. What President Trump did at the UN was throw away any possibility of reaching some kind of an intelligent rapprochement with both North Korea and with Iran. And, I mean, it just, all I can say, Mike, and I think most of our readers and listeners will agree, this has been an armpit of a week for peace and social justice out there.
Well, basically, Trump sent the message to the rest of the world that the U.S. government sees war as its best option right now.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think the rest of the world is definitely taking notice of that and wondering just how they're going to avoid the eventual wrath of the American empire.
Yeah, and instead of doing anything that could be considered in any way conciliatory, what is the next thing the United States military does? We've got a nuclear carrier conducting naval drills with Japan as North Korea, which it really didn't, is suspected of threatening an H-bomb test, which the ambassador never said, right?
The foreign minister was guessing. They asked him, what did Kim Jong-un mean by extreme measures or whatever the phrase was?
Yeah.
This is maybe a hydrogen bomb. He doesn't really know.
No.
And then, the corporate media just took it and ran with it, saying, North Korea's threatening an H-bomb over the Pacific.
Yeah, and I am looking at this hype. I am looking at this rush to war. And I did something last night that was kind of a litmus test for me. Now, I have loved The Daily Show over the years when Jon Stewart was its host. And when Trevor Noah got there, maybe not so much because of his constant pinging at Donald Trump as a candidate and as president. But I listened to him and I listened to power and I listened to passion as he was talking, he and Lou Black were talking about the healthcare bill. And but they were making real intelligent points. And I could listen for a while without feeling like I had to turn the channel. And to me, this means that I have come to a realization that we have been so betrayed, those of us who really believed that Donald Trump was going to make a difference. He has become absorbed, if you will, in the Borg of the military-industrial complex. And we're dealing with these president whisperers, and that would be Mattis, Kelly, and McMaster, who seem to be pointing him in a direction of war being the only way.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
We know that the CIA is lying to him. We know that Kelly is refusing to allow any information to reach the president that would interfere with that agenda. I mean, Dana Rohrabach, who's a member of the House of Representatives, is trying to get Julian Assange evidence that the DNC hack was an internal leak to Trump, and apparently Kelly is just absolutely refusing to let that happen.
Yeah.
And it's almost asking a question. Is Donald Trump being cut off from internet contact that goes directly outside? Is he cut off from his TV set?
Yeah.
Of course, TV news is not reporting on Dana Rohrabach trying to reach him.
Oh, of course.
He has to get that on the internet.
Yeah.
And for all we know, whatever internet Donald Trump has is being just as filtered as anything coming through, shall we say, Google or Facebook.
Yeah.
We're going to take a phone call here right now. Jim in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to tell you, you probably are already aware of this, but sometimes I try for a week or more to get online on your website and can't get through. I'll just hang up and listen to you, okay?
Okay, well, Jim,
I don't know.
Well, I make a lot of people mad, but Jim, what you do is you go to this website, whatismyip.com, and you send me that number, because unfortunately the people who are attacking my website, they're using spoofed IPs, and occasionally they will hijack the IP of legitimate readers and jam them to get them in the filters. And so if you're a regular reader and you're not getting through to my website, go to whatismyip.com, send me that number, and I'll pull you out of the filters. And I wish there was a better solution, but right now we are under as heavy attack right now as we were just going into the election.
Yeah, it's been massive.
And I don't know if it's because something big is about to happen or they're just totally fed up with me and they're trying to shut me down.
I find it incredible that of all the websites that talk about the things you do, you're the only one that gets assaulted this way.
Well, some of these other websites have better. They have, to be honest, more money. And they can afford better security than I can. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, you know, we're a two-person operation out here, running on spare change we find under the seat cushions and donations and stuff.
That's about it. Yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah,
and you know, we're trying to get a new website built here that can work and handshake with some of the more up-to-date security and filtering systems. But right now, all we have is the stuff I write myself.
Well, I think people are starting to figure out about the Clintons now. What do you think? We're not going to be bothered with them anymore, are we?
Well, Hillary's going to go on being an annoyance. I think Bill Clinton has finally decided he's ready for the rocking chair. But Hillary just cannot let go. She cannot let go of the fame. She's addicted to fame and adulation, and she's out there still trying to blame everybody for her election loss. And I would not be at all surprised if she is still trying to consider some way that she can get the election reversed and take over the Oval Office, because she's out there saying she wants to question the legitimacy of the 2016 election, even though she acknowledges there's no legal or constitutional way to do it. So what is she talking about? I know that Hillary is behind this push to say Russia helped Donald Trump, and if she can get him kicked out of office that way, then she might be thinking she's going to go to the Supreme Court and say, put me in because I really should have won the election. But at this point, I think Hillary is still planning and plotting and scheming to try and find a way into that White House. She hasn't given up.
Well, Lord help us, Mike. thanks a lot.
Amen to that.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a quick little shout out to our on-air affiliate who is just now rejoining our network. And what is your next story?
Well, the next story comes to us from Zero Hedge. And apparently China is getting a little bit more concerned because of that alleged statement about dropping a hydrogen bomb that North Korea really didn't make. And it's calling the situation a vicious circle where more missile tests will trigger more sanctions and more sanctions will trigger more tests, again urging the double freeze solution, saying that the parties concerned need to respect each other's security concerns. And I have to tell you, I fully expect that either North Korea is going to haul off and test some kind of a bomb, or that the U.S. will create a false flag to make it appear that it has done so, and relatively soon.
See, here's the problem. The real North Korean threat is that they won't bow down to Emperor Trump.
Yes.
Kim Jong-un is standing up to the bully United States of America, and that's encouraging other countries to stand up to the bully America. And the problem is if the U.S. backs off of North Korea now, you're going to see a lot of these captive provinces start to break away, which was exactly what happened when Rome fell.
Right.
And yet if they go on forward and strike North Korea without North Korea having done anything, maybe the United States just thinks it's time to rule the rest of the world by terror. Do what we say or we'll nuke you. But that, of course, is going to run flat when China and Russia say, no, we're not going to go that way. The missiles are on, you know, are flying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah. And one thing that Kim Jong-un likes to do is to pair his firing of these missiles with national holidays. And he might decide to do a test at the next one, which is going to be 10 October. It's Party Foundation Day in North Korea. And I don't know if it's a day off, but it is a day celebrated. He might do it then. But I have to take a look at something that YouTube did recently that was thoroughly, amazingly idiotic relative to North Korea. And it was reported today at 38north.org, which is a program run by Duke University to track what North Korea is doing via satellite. And now, thanks to YouTube, North Korea has just become even more opaque. And what this means, YouTube's decision to delete North Korean YouTube channels has served to highlight the sometimes unintended consequences of sanctions and the absolute power enjoyed by internet companies over their users. Now, what's happened, Mike? In doing so, the company has cut off a vital supply of videos used by open source researchers, which means there is now less visibility into what's happening in North Korea.
Well, see, that was the problem, because people were looking at the videos coming out of North Korea and realizing it's not this terrible, horrible place to live that the media has been saying. And we posted some of those videos on our website as well.
I know.
And so what YouTube has done is basically brought back the Soviet Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to see any information coming from the other side. You will only see what we're going to tell you about them, and you will believe it. And that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Because we were always finding these videos of North Korea. The people are happy. They're proud of their government. They just want to be left alone. They don't want to see the Korean War come back because they remember how terrible it was.
Yep.
And that, I think, is the real reason that YouTube shut all these channels down, because they don't want Americans to take a look into the eyes of the intended enemy and discover that they're actually they're just like us.
They're human.
They're human beings. As John F. Kennedy said, we all walk on the same earth. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. And that is an image that is not conducive to the demonization of the intended target.
No. I'd like to go now to another story that's not getting very well represented in the Western press. And apparently the Indian and Pakistani armies are holding cross-border talks amid some very deadly shelling. And this has been this last week, heavy cross-border shelling between India and Pakistani forces, and the directors general of both operations, of both armies, held a meeting today. Unfortunately, the meeting just devolved into more accusation of violating the ceasefire. Pakistan alleged that shelling by Indian troops resulted in the deaths of 6 Pakistani civilians and injured 30. And the Indian side vehemently denied having deliberately fired at civilians. And you know, it's just a real mess. And so I would like to reach out to someone who I think is a real gentleman and an adult in the room of geopolitics. Sergey Lavrov, I know you're desperately trying to get North Korea and the U.S. out of each other's faces, but if you could spare a moment, please, could you please talk with India and Pakistan, which are both nuclear-armed countries, out of creating mutually assured destruction by using such weapons against each other? Because, sir, if the excrement hits the ventilation shaft here at warp speed, we are looking at the nightmare scenario of India fighting with its ally, the United States, which upped its military relations with India last year against Pakistan and potentially China. Thank you.
And we know the United States would like to find a reason to have a war with China.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about people not backing down, there was a very interesting article, again from Zero Hedge. We will not seek permission. Defiant Iran unveils new ballistic missile. And the way that this is bagged, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani delivered another snub to the Trump administration on Friday when he said that Iran would continue its missile program in defiance of U.S. sanctions. And to underscore the determination, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard unveiled its newest long-range ballistic missile during a military parade in Tehran. The new missile that was introduced at the parade is capable of reaching much of the Middle East, including Israel, with a range of 1,200 miles. It's also capable of carrying several warheads. The parade in Tehran commemorated the 1980s Iraq-Iran war. And guess who the U.S. was sponsoring back then?
Iraq.
Yeah. Though Iran has long boasted of having missiles in the same range in its arsenal, this was the first time that the new Khorramshahr missile was displayed in public, the AP reported, adding that in February, Iran test-fired the same medium-range type of missile, prompting Trump to say that the United States is putting Trump on notice. Well, Mike, with the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia collectively breathing down Iran's neck in terms of screaming regime change at Tehran, if you were Rouhani, wouldn't you be looking at producing the best possible weapons as a deterrent to regime change? Hello?
Of course I would.
Logic.
Do you realize the utter ridiculousness of the U.S. position? You must disarm so that it's easier for us to invade you.
Yeah.
Because that's inevitably what happens. Mm-hmm. And again, Iran is looking at the lessons of Iraq, Libya, and Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So is North Korea. And the lesson is very clear. No matter what you surrender, no matter what concessions you make, you're still going to get invaded.
Yeah.
Nobody can trust anything the U.S. government is saying. And now that reality is coming back to haunt U.S. foreign policy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to make a deal with the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believes the United States when they say, well, if you just give up your nukes, all will be well.
Right.
And again, look at the situation in Iran. Iran gave up their nuclear weapon program. They shipped their enriched uranium over to Russia. And now the U.S. is back there saying, well, we're going to sanction you unless now you have to give up your missiles.
Yeah.
Your long-range missiles, then it'll be the medium-range missiles, then it'll be the short-range missiles. Now you got to give up your pea shooters.
I hear you.
So, of course, Iran is going to dig in their feet at this point.
Yeah. This is something this is from the Department of You Really Cannot Make This Stuff Up. Florida residents are warned now that they're going to be ticketed for hurricane-damaged homes. So at the time when South Floridians rocked by Hurricane Irma was still surveying the damage to their properties, the county of Miami-Dade apparently thought it appropriate to begin handing out safety notices. Celso Perez told local TV station that he, his family, and his neighbors were starting to clear fallen trees from the streets after the storm passed through at 9 in the morning on Monday. Hours later, in the afternoon, he got a visit from the county. And he said, wow, we thought that he was here to help us or offer some kind of assistance with the trees. Maybe he was going to bring us some ice or something, Perez told the TV station. Instead, the official slapped a safety notice on the only part of Perez's fence that was still standing. And, you know, the guy took it well, but unbelievable. I laughed, he said. I thought he was just kidding. You're just kidding, right? We just had a hurricane 6 hours ago. No, I'm not kidding. I have to cite you for this. I just laughed. Okay, whatever. Knock yourself out. I cannot believe that Miami-Dade, Florida could possibly be this tone deaf. But the other part of the equation is he was probably ordered to write as many tickets for this sort of thing as humanly possible to fill the county's coffers on the backs of storm-stricken survivors. I mean, Mike, that's
I would,
darned evil.
I would certainly
think
that this individual
could
be put to better use elsewhere.
Yeah, like maybe helping people and as the gentleman said, maybe clearing the trees or doing something or interacting in a positive
something
way.
Something actually useful.
Yeah,
you know.
And like to bop back over to Iran for a moment. This can't be so secret if it's published on a blog, but the White House is secretly planning for confrontation with Iran.
Don't tell anybody.
No, but keep that secret safe just with what really happened. Apparently there are, and they don't quote who these guys are, current and former U.S. officials who say that the U.S. is looking at more hostile responses to Iran's forces, its proxy armies in Iraq and Syria, and its support for militant groups. According to the sources, the current proposal was drafted by none other than Defense Secretary Jim Mad Dog Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, National Security Advisor McMaster, and several other top officials before it was presented to President Trump at a National Security Council meeting on 9 September. And apparently the proposal will ultimately be made public before the end of this month. And they requested anonymity because it hadn't quite been finalized. And what they're doing, there is no way this is not going to lead to war with both Russia and Iran, Mike.
Well, that's what they want.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's what they want. All right, we got to take a break. Okay. Commercials. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, take it away.
I wanted to go back to this issue of the U.S. getting more aggressive against Iran. And again, reiterating that through the years, Russian military and civilian leadership have said, if Iran gets invaded, we're going to fight in behalf of Iran. And my sense, Mike, is that it is a question of when and not if, unfortunately. Listening to the intense demonization of Iran by President Trump at the UN this last week, he could perhaps find a way for Iranians to be perceived as having struck first, perhaps tricking them into attacking a nearby U.S. outpost in the Middle East, just as FDR did with the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor, Oahu, to whip up collective American animosity and desire for revenge against them. And there's a wonderful article I linked to, Pearl Harbor attack. Hawaii was surprised, but FDR was not.
But see, there, it's a very different world today here,
yeah.
And we need to keep that in mind. We're all aware that we got lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
We're all aware of all the times that the U.S. government has used hoaxes and frauds and deceptions and false flags
mm-hmm.
to get us into war. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish
right.
mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania, smuggling weapons to Great Britain and sent into an area where they knew the German U-boats were going to find it, 9-11 itself, Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is that I think if there is a new major explosion someplace, just as was the case with 9/11, mm-hmm. most people are going to say, I think our government did this to get a war going. Because I know certainly when 9/11 happened, that was my first thought. This is the U.S. government starting a war. And pretty much everybody I knew and talked to that day, they said the same thing. This feels like the government's trying to goad us into a war.
Yeah.
So if they try it again, they may not be believed. And if Israel drives us into a war with Iran and we wind up losing it, we get our nose bloodied, that might actually be a good thing in that the American people would say to our government, it is time to stop listening to Israel mm-hmm. because it's harming our country.
I agree with you, and therefore I have a very strong caution I would like to offer President Trump about such a war in Iran in one specific area. Both Israel and Saudi Arabia have been cheerleading for regime change in Tehran for a long time, but they fully expect, Mike, that the cost borne from such a war will be primarily in American blood and American money.
Well, because American blood is cheap, just like American money.
And if there was ever a time for not obliging his twin BFFs in the Middle East, that would be Bibi Netanyahu and Prince Salman, by starting this potentially catastrophic war in the Middle East, that's now.
Well, unfortunately, the problem is it's not just Benjamin Netanyahu and mm-hmm. Salman.
Yeah.
It's McCain and mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham and all the war hawks and all those defense contractors mm-hmm. who are thinking any war anywhere is mm-hmm. good business for us. And the defense stocks are going through the roof. Everybody yep. knows a major war is coming.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and by the way, as of Monday, happy birthday, CIA, which has done terrible things over 70 years, but it is actually the date of the birth of that yeah. organization. And the other thing is, and this comes to us again from Zero Hedge, the U.S. government has a known history of using false flags. And Tyler Durden, who's someone whose writing I like a lot, when it comes to 9/11, there are two groups of people, those who don't know exactly what happened and those who orchestrated it. And, you know, it's very true. But this is something, as you said, that the U.S. is doing time and time and time again.
That's
using the false flags.
That's how the U.S. government controls us.
Yeah.
Lies, fraud, and deception. The American people are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need to understand and accept that in order to begin the process of breaking free from our slave chains made out of lies.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in looking at the entire chain of events that's going on geopolitically right now, the only thing I can think of is that archetypal dream of watching a slow-mo train wreck where the trains are headed on the same track in the opposite direction,
yeah.
and there's not a doggone thing you can do.
Been there, done that. All right, yep. we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to Claire here, there's a story that's breaking right now. And I want to preface it by pointing out how President Trump's Commission on Election Integrity is starting to really find a lot about what's been going on in last year's election. They've been apprised of what happened up in New Hampshire, where all 6,000 people from Massachusetts drove up into New Hampshire, took advantage of the same-day registration rule, showed their Massachusetts driver's license and said, we just moved here, and they voted for Hillary. And a follow-up investigation all these months later showed none of these people had applied for a New Hampshire state driver's license, proving they didn't really move up there. They just lied. Then we have all the illegal immigrants who were voting, the dead people who were voting, all kinds of games played with ballots disappearing and so forth. And apparently the deep state, if you will, is trying to get ahead of this. There was a story just now on Fox News on how the Department of Homeland Security has informed 21 states that they have found indications that last year's election was hacked And, of course, inevitably, we think Russia did it. Well, let me tell you why that is not likely. First of all, how would Russia, from all the way over on their side of the planet, gain access to voting machines which are not on the Internet? And second of all, given that all the documented election fraud that's been found so far favored Hillary Clinton, are you trying to tell us that Putin wanted Hillary to win? And if so, he failed miserably. But this is just another demonization. They're just going to keep piling it on. Russia did this. Russia did that. Russia's evil. Russia, Putin passes wind in the elevators. And again, they're trying to get ahead of the growing realization of the American people that our elections are, in fact, very dishonest. They're very crooked. The election fraud originated right here in the United States of America. And they're desperate to make you think that it was all Russia's fault.
Yes, it's pretty grim. When you see that level of demonization, you know that there is an actual practical something that the deep state wants to do.
Well, yeah. You know, if they don't want a hot war with Russia, they want a new Cold War. Mm-hmm. And take it from those of us who were alive back during the last one. The demonization was intense. I remember when I was in grade school and we had a social studies textbook, Our American Heritage, and I remember it vividly because it had a painting of a steamboat on the front cover, and they had all this stuff in there about the Soviet Union and how terrible things were and how, you know, it was a one-party system and vote yes or else, and just laying it on really, really thick. And I grew up buying into all that crud that was fed to me in school, where I thought Russia, the Soviets were just horrible, terrible people. And then I finally started meeting some in connection with my work both at SIGGRAPH and NASA. They're just like us. I remember one time when I was in Frankfurt, Germany, I got snowed in and spent a couple of hours with an Aeroflot crew. And except for one guy who I presume was the Zampolit, they were nice people, and I got a good they spoke excellent English, which is the international language of air travel. And I remember the captain of the flight, his son wanted to be a cosmonaut. And I had a bunch of my old NASA pins with me, and I gave them to the captain and said, give them to your son. And we just got along famously, and they're wonderful people. And you need to realize it's part of that going to war, that you're going to demonize the enemy and try and convince everybody that there is no choice but sending your children out to be killed and crippled to deal with this enemy, or in the case of a Cold War, that we're sorry we can't give you modern highways and safe dams and safe food and safe drugs. We have to spend all of our money building all of these weapons to deter Russian aggression. And again, during that entire Cold War period, Russia never tried to attack the United States of America. The only time we came close was during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
So here's your homework for the weekend. Get out Google Earth, go over to Arizona, and you look at that boneyard, and you see just how huge it is. And it's just full of all of these warplanes and bombers and helicopters and everything else that were built during the last Cold War that are just sitting there corroding away in the desert.
Mike, what is the name of this specific place?
It's called the Boneyard.
The Boneyard. So
the Boneyard.
That's how they look it up on Google, because I didn't know.
Yeah, and you just and you find it in Google. It's just this gigantic field filled with all these relics of the last Cold War that our parents' generation had to pay for, rather than better schools and better hospitals and better roads and so forth. And they're trying to do it again. When the Soviet Union fell, the U.S. government was just panicked out of their mind. Without an enemy to wag at you, you were going to demand that your tax money be spent on you. You were going to demand that your tax money be spent on your children and on infrastructure and on really things to make this country better. And the military-industrial complex absolutely cannot stand that. They want all the money. And no matter how much they get, they have to have more. And it's just wasted because they're on this power trip. That volume of money is addictive, and they're money junkies with uniforms is basically what they are.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, it's feeling like something is very close to happening in terms of some sort of military confrontation.
It really does, and again, I want to caution everybody, my read of the situation, given 16 years of war, the stockpiles are drawn down, They're deploying bombs and ammunition like there's no tomorrow. Our existing weapons are worn out. They're not designed to last a long time because the models show that most of these combat platforms don't survive very long when they're in real combat. So they're not built to last that long. That's why you'll have fighter airplanes that, their life expectancy is really very short because they figure most of them are going to be shot down before they reach that. Mm-hmm. And so after 16 years, they're all worn out. I mean, look at how fast the tanks were wearing out in Iraq because the filters weren't able to keep the sand out of the engines. And the new weapons that are coming off military-industrial complex, they're junk. They're expensive junk. They're very costly to buy, very costly to own and maintain. And in any war, the side that runs out of money first is the side that loses.
Yep.
And so I do not think that if we get into a war with Russia and China, the U.S. is not going to be able to win it, either conventionally or even nuclear. But then nobody wins a nuclear war except the bankers.
Yes, absolutely. And what we've noticed recently with the Russian assistance of the Syrian government is that their weapons are very much in demand because they're field-tested and they do exactly what they're supposed to do.
Exactly, and they're less expensive.
Yeah, and the Russians and the Chinese are getting far more bang for their buck than is the U.S. government. And my perfect example of this is I present you with the F-35.
Absolutely.
The problems with this thing are catastrophic. They're probably not even going to be fixed by the end of 2018. What was Lockheed thinking?
Well, Lockheed was thinking cost-plus contract. We're going to make a huge amount of money. And I think a lot of these programs were actually started before anybody really thought there was going to be a real war to fight. Harry mm-hmm. Truman had to deal with exactly the same thing in the years leading up to World War II. It's what made mm-hmm. him so popular with the American people,
is
he was going around to all these military contractors who were soaking the taxpayer for huge amounts of money and delivering nothing of any real usability. And he basically whipped them into shape. And we need a new Harry Truman right now to deal with that. But right now, weapons development in the United States, like everything else in the United States, it's just another racket to make money. Russia and China, when they're building weapons, their goal is to make a cost-effective, efficient weapon. And that's why they're getting more bang for their buck than the United States could ever hope to do. The fact that the United States spends so much more of your money on weapons than any other country, more than the next 20 combined, most of whom are supposed to be allies, does not guarantee that we will prevail. When you look at what's been happening with the Zumwalt self-destroyer and its drivetrain problems, the Independence and Freedom class littoral combat ships, the Navy is now admitting they can't be made to work the way they were supposed to. Between corrosion problems, drivetrain problems, the failure of the modular system for deployment, and they're already saying, we're going to cancel this, and we've got a whole new program we're going to go on to, and we promise it'll be good. And then we're giving these ships and platforms to crews who are obviously not adequately trained to fight these platforms efficiently.
Yeah.
And again, so many of the same problems we saw with the former Soviet Union. Anyway, your next story.
Okay.
I've ranted about this enough. World War III is a bad idea.
I think
bad
so.
Bad idea. Yeah. Bad idea. Bad, 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 bad idea.
Definitely. This article comes to us from antiwar.com, which again is a very sober and responsible blog. Trump is conflating Pyongyang with Tehran. The results could be catastrophic. President Trump took a page out of the George Bush playbook at his UN address on Tuesday to justify confrontation with Iran, conflate it with Pyongyang. To secure confrontation with North Korea, conflate it with Tehran. This is apparently the latest gimmick in Trump's desperate attempts to kill the nuclear deal with Iran by focusing on Tehran's objectionable non-nuclear policies and false claims of the unevenness of the Iran deal. Trump is arguing that sustaining the international accord can no longer be justified since it no longer
addresses
the totality of America's concerns with Iran. Thank you, Derek.
It never will.
Yeah.
And again, that's mm-hmm. the whole idea of treaty creep. No matter what deal is made, the U.S. is always going to have another concern. We're concerned about your long-range missiles. Now we're concerned about your short-range missiles.
Yeah.
Now we're concerned, you know, about your rifles and your tanks, and you have to give all of those up.
And what I'm seeing, Mike, in Trump's conflating Iran with North Korea and Russia, and we're getting a lot of that connection with various corporate prostitute stories, what I see is an arc of desperate geopolitical insanity from this administration, stretching from Asia all the way through the Middle East and over to Russia. And why? Because the U.S. economy is not in very good shape. Some say it's about to tank, and the U.S. government wants to have something or someone to blame for that happening and attempt to misdirect Americans from it with a world war.
Because that's what worked the last two times. Crash of 1907, yeah. World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. Here we are on the brink.
And there is a very serious as a heart attack political analyst, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who has recently claimed that the U.S. government is looking to nuke both Russia and China. Now, Mike, this guy is not some raving lunatic screaming that the sky is falling. He is an accomplished author, politician, and lecturer. And as his bio states, he's an economist and a nationally syndicated columnist for Creators. He served as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration. He is a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, Scripps, Harvard News Service. He is a graduate of Georgia Tech, and he holds a PhD from University of Virginia, did work at Oxford, and was a member of Merton College. So when this guy, who to me has street cred and is no intellectual slouch, tells us, as he did back in April, that the U.S. government is getting ready to militarily knock the heck out of Russia and China to prevent the rise of the ruble and the yuan in international business trade, I would say that, you know, we probably should take him at his word.
And unfortunately, he's right.
Yeah.
We've heard it from other sources as well.
Yeah.
There are people in Washington, D.C. who are absolutely convinced that we can nuke Russia and China and cause so much damage, they'll be afraid to strike back at us out of fear that our second strike will do even more. Well, that is one heck of a gamble to be taking.
Yeah.
And frankly, if you're Russia or China and most of your country has just been destroyed, there frankly isn't all that much to risk with that retaliatory strike.
What have you got to lose?
Now, remember, for all the money that was borrowed and spent on Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, and it was huge, vast sums of money, the Star Wars Initiative is what took the United States from being the world's greatest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation over the 12 years of Reagan-Bush. That's what happened. And none of those anti-missile systems they came up with work. And even worse, today, Russia's latest MIRVs, and presumably China's, are maneuverable. They don't follow a predictable ballistic inbound path, which is what THAAD is built around, the Aegis missile defense. They're all built around this assumption that the incoming target in terminal phase is following a predictable ballistic path. That doesn't work anymore. The Russian warheads bob and weave. They go up and down. They dipsy-doodle. They corkscrew. And that renders completely obsolete all of America's anti-missile defense systems.
That's a little scary to
yes,
contemplate. Tillerson also has made the remark that Iran is technically sticking to the P5+1, but not the spirit. So as a professional basketball player might observe, the Trump administration has no game against Iran, which is why it is trying to demonize the Iranian government over things that were never part of the P5+1 agreement in the first place. And the other thing that President Trump has to look at, he's dealing with a very war-weary and war-cynical citizenry who are looking on the epic fails of U.S. foreign policy represented by the usual suspects of real or attempted regime change. We're talking Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Somalia, and Libya, and seriously doubt that maybe this is the right time to get into another military misadventure with anybody. And I've stated this before on the show. I'm a Christian, and I'm a pacifist activist, constantly exhorting the federal government to attempt to resolve this country's geopolitical differences with meaningful negotiations rather than wars. And I would really like to ask President Trump to stay the course of the P5+1, at least for now.
Well, you got a lot of company. I mean, mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders is saying stick with the deal.
Yeah.
China's saying stick with the deal. Mm-hmm. Putin's saying stick with the deal. Most of the EU is saying stick with the deal. France apparently has gone the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, the real damage is if Trump pulls out of the Iran deal, and Iran has already drawn a hard line. They're saying there will be no renegotiation because it's all going to be against us. And we get nothing back.
Yeah.
So we're either keeping the correct deal, the current deal, or it's gone completely, and you'll have to live with the repercussions. And as so many people have sounded the warning, credibility of the U.S. government is already in the Al-Qaeda. If Trump pulls that Iran deal, then North Korea is never, ever going to come to the bargaining table. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment of our Paohana Friday program. And Fox News is already recycling the story about how the Department of Homeland Security has notified 21 states that they have found indications that somebody was trying to hack the 2016 election. We think it may have been Russia. Interestingly enough, a lot of the states have come on out and said, why did you wait until now to tell us this? Which sort of dovetails with my suggestion that this is just more propaganda against Russia, trying to draw the attention away from the fact that all of the election fraud documented so far favored Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely is a war between those of us who are trying to tell the truth and the liars. And the liars want to get back in control. They want to get you back to where you believe the lies, that you believe as you're told to believe, because that way you're easier to control and send off to be killed and crippled in wars of conquest or to pay the bills thereof. Do you have another story you want to share with us?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Russia has warned that it will retaliate against U.S. forces in Syria if provoked. Now, according to the Pentagon, U.S. and Russian generals have actually held a face-to-face meeting this week about trying to avoid accidental conflict within Syria, with both sides are finding their forces increasingly in close proximity and with contrary agendas. According to spokesman Colonel Ryan Dillon, both sides laid down maps and graphics, suggesting an unusual increase in information sharing between the two sides. This comes amid warnings from Russia that they are prepared to retaliate against U.S. troops if provoked. And it's not a theoretical problem. Russian officials warned that twice in recent days, their troops have come under fire from U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, including a time when mortars were fired at them from a position held by U.S. troops. Okay.
Now, those U.S. troops are supposed to be there to lend medical assistance only.
Yeah.
And yet, obviously, they're engaged in combat.
Yeah. If I were a U.S. military CO on the ground in Syria, I would take the Russians at their word on this. The Russian military, in concert with Syrian forces, have pretty much retaken most of the country held under ISIS. If a sane U.S. military commander or commander-in-chief is thinking, there can be little realistic hope of regime change in Damascus at this point, unless the U.S. government decides it's worth to be fighting both the Russians and the Syrian forces on the ground. And most likely we do not have and can't probably get there the number of actual troops it would take to do this.
No, at this point, I think out of sheer desperation, they're already talking about a decap strike on Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
They're probably thinking decap strike on Assad and just pile on the cruise missiles or ballistic missiles or whatever it's going to take to get Assad and then say, well, you know, the issue is now over. It's time for a new government in Syria, and we have one here packaged and ready to go. I'm sensing desperation from the American war machine to get this thing going. And desperate people take desperate chances and very often make really stupid mistakes. And on that thought, there's the music. Time for Claire and I to get on out of here and get something useful done. Have a really good weekend. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting stuff to share with you. We'll be back on Monday, I hope, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.